This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The epitome of ergonomic excellence rendered in wood. Designed to fit your weapon. Designed to make your weapon better than it was. Better, stronger, faster. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Second and third hour is going to be, it's going to be quite the treat because we're going to circle back and get with Kit Cope from Spike's Tactical. That's coming up hour number two. Hour number three, John Stokes. He was one of the founders of Ars Technica, Wired magazine. He pays very close attention to the tech world, the digital world, and we're going to talk about how digital media seems to be picking on the gun industry. That'll be in hour number three. I'm wondering what we're supposed to be outraged about today. There's always something. We're still, even though Trump has ended the family separation, we're still outraged over that, even though it's gone away now. And it's always the worst thing in the history of ever. And it's almost always a scam designed to manipulate you into obeying the leftists. And there you are. There's your real outrage. A guy named, a town hall columnist named Derek Hunter has a new book out designed to help you to detect and defect and defeat this shameless grift. It's called Outrage, Inc. How the Liberal Mob Ruined Science, Journalism, and Hollywood. For today, that is almost essential reading. Because the sooner people will wake up to the con, the sooner people will stop falling for this nonsense. What's the latest?
It's one that everybody should be concerned about. Kids in cages. We can't have that.
That only happens to every other criminal ever. We cage people all the time. Some of them being kids. Because they commit crimes. And every American criminal ever. Illegal alien criminals who drag their kids through scorching deserts to break the law because their own countries are the term that may not be spoken, but Trump spoke it, which itself created a mini outrage a while ago. And are, I guess, supposed to be a special kind of criminal that doesn't get separated from his, her, zer kids upon arrest. Does that sound right to you? Why would they be treated differently? You're probably going, I don't think, and you need to stop right there. Don't think. Don't consider. Just get outraged. Let your feelings run free. Feelings generated by pictures of kids in cages that were taken under Obama. By super selective Bible readings on MSNBC and by the pious Frito Cons whining about how we're better than that. And I never. Oh, well, I never. That's the thing. When you're caught in an outrage monsoon, you aren't supposed to think. You are supposed to be infuriated. You're supposed to be aroused and activated. Like a ravenous running zombie hungering for the virtue signaling lobe of the human brain. You are not supposed to ask questions that interrupt the narrative, like, why would this particular subset of criminal get any kind of special privilege? Don't we separate families every day when mommy or daddy commits a crime? Why don't they just not come here? With the left, facts are the enemy. So they don't want you messing with the message by bringing them up. And instead, they want you to be outraged and your mind clouded with the ginned up anger, ready to do their bidding. Someone, oh, someone, please think of the children, but not about how their illegal alien parents put them in this position, because if you start thinking too much, the truth then becomes clear. Leftists want illegal aliens in the country because they want to replace intransient American citizens like you with a pliable foreigner who won't be so darn uppity. So they don't want illegal aliens to be treated like the criminals they are, because entering the country illegally is a crime. Because they want to let them stay here. This is all about reinstating catch and release. And so they create a fake outrage about how these criminals are being treated like any other criminals. So they hope you will demand we go back to catching and releasing them. Before the zero tolerance policy, we caught them and released them on their promise to show up at their hearing, which of course they never, ever, 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 ever did. Thereby swelling the ranks of replacement Americans, which the left hopes to someday amnesty, assisted by the GOP establishment idiots, and turned them into Democrat voters. Oh, the horror. And the outrage. But Kids in Cages is only the most recent iteration of this recurring phenomenon. There are hundreds of others. Building up some sort of bogus outrage with the help of the leftist media is now standard operating procedure. Hunter's book chronicles how this obnoxious strategy came into being, tracing such faux outrage classics as the climate change scam, from its cheesy origins as global freezing to global warming and finally, you know, global everything. The idea is to create a crisis to which, and I know this is a surprise, the left hypes that it has a solution. And it's inevitably a solution that benefits the left. So how do you deal with this? How do you resist the tugging of your heartstrings or the pulling at your patriotism? Everybody hates Russians. Let's say Trump loves the Russians, and so does the NRA. Then they employ, that's what they employ to make you fall into line. You get woke to the scam. So look for the indicators. Is it something that seems unreasonably horrible? You know, like something that sounds too good to be true probably is. Something that sounds too bad to be true, likewise, is probably not true. Does Trump ordering screaming babies to be wrenched from their innocent mommy's arms and cast into dungeons sound pretty extreme? Well, yeah, because it is, and it's also a lie. Is it something when the proposed solution or proposed solution benefits the leftist elite? The global warming, the answer they gave to this threat, is that we must act upon right this minute to give the left more power. Same with global cooling. Same with the global staying the same. And are you allowed to ask questions? Well, if you start pointing out that maybe a good way to avoid being arrested for illegal entry and being separated from Junior is not to enter the U.S. illegally with a kid, is the response that you are a hating hater of hatred and probably a Nazi too? Are you prepared for that? If they're trying to shout you down or browbeat you into silence, that's an indicator that you're in the midst of another Cat 5 outrage. You can't fool all of the people all of the time, and human beings tend to tire of constant crisis mongering. I am one of the most easily tired by it. Did you notice how most people kind of shrugged about the kids in cages thing? And did you notice how the Trump administration hasn't stopped locking up illegals and recognizing get-out-of-jail-free kids? And that's how you deal with Outrage Inc. You ignore it. And you watch it sputter, and you watch it fade away, just like everything else has. Just like everything else about Trump has. Where is Stormy Daniels? Where'd she go? What happened to Stormy Daniels? She faded away. Why would that have... Oh, there must not have been anything there! Russian thing fading away. All this other stuff just fading away. So much stuff has been thrown out there, and it's just faded away. Have at it, leftists. Enough people were woke to elect Trump. You're just waking the rest of them up. Enjoy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stock. Either tomorrow or Saturday, I'm going to be going to get the most dilapidated Remington 870 I can find, and we're going to put some Boyd's Gun Stock stuff on that. It's going to be beautiful. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I don't know why I tried to. I just turned my mic down for some stupid reason. For the left, it is now springtime after months in the political wilderness, followed by the crushed hopes for the great blue wave. They're finally getting a grip on an issue they can pin on Trump. The family separation thing. They're going wild with this issue, and the press is running stories about it nonstop. Sort of like they went with Parkland. They went that way with Parkland, but not so much with Santa Fe, and definitely not with Trenton. One death and 22 injured. Yeah. They've even got the crying children to tug at your heartstrings. But there are signs it's getting to be too much for them, and it's driving them to overplay their hand, like they always do. The child migrant crisis they've drummed up with media cameras shamelessly exploiting the faces of crying children. They blank out the unconsenting children's faces otherwise, which... Is there somebody running around there with a bunch of consent forms? Separated from their families, their parents, at first glance, seems to be the magic bullet they've been looking for. Many Republicans, because they're idiots, you know, this is what it takes to, you know, you actually have to go look at the issue. You have to maybe make a trip down there and see what's going on. And that's when you actually say it is this way or it isn't this way. Then you look and say, how long has it been this way? Oh, since Bill Clinton, 1997. And we're worried about it today. Okay, I understand what's going on. And then Republicans, that's how you sit back and say, you guys are a bunch of leftist idiots. Because you had two presidents, you could have done away with this. But that's, you know, that's not what you do, is it? Anyway. And they're also caving on the real issue, which is border enforcement. And they've offered up new legislation that incentivizes more illegal border crossing. Many are condemning the migrant separations, blaming Trump, too. Now, listen, my mother's family were migrants. They were British. They got on a boat. They came across the Atlantic Ocean. They popped up on Ellis Island. They went through everything. They signed all the forms. They said, you know, they're British, so they're like, all right, we're here now. And then they went through the process of becoming naturalized citizens. And that's what a migrant is. A migrant doesn't say, all right, let's grab a hold of the top of this train or the bottom of this train or whatever we can grab a hold of, and let's hope we don't die. And by the way, Junior, you're coming with me. I know you're only 6 months old, but doggone it, son, pull your weight. That's what we've got going on right now. And this is all the panic response to polls showing public approval numbers dropping. And never mind that the issue itself is problematic, not quite what the left's narrative says it is, premised on laws enacted, you know, before Trump ever thought about, you know, having a TV show. So he's getting the blame for a now saturation coverage situation. So instead of fighting back, as Trump does, the Republicans are caving, and this emboldens the left, because nothing emboldens the left more like a weakling. This is what passes for springtime for the Trump-hating left. Signs are emerging that this euphoria on the other side is not going to last for long. Because Trump is holding firm, and so is his Homeland Security Secretary, Christian Nielsen. And for another, foreigners are thinking twice about coming here illegally, which is the point of border enforcement. And the left, of course, is upset about that. And most important, left is doing what they always do, which is overplay their hand, go overboard, dive off the deep end, something that will guarantee a turnaround in public sentiment. They're starting to do lunatic things, actually, and on multiple fronts. Start with this, which was spread by Occupy Wall Street New York, making the rounds on Twitter. The Twitter account of Occupy Wall Street published a cartoon Monday promoting the murder of immigration and customs enforcement agents. What to do if you encounter an ICE agent? Features a CPR infographic altered to include instructions on how to kill ICE agents. And they caption the picture, what to do if you encounter an ICE agent? One of the instructions reads, grab the ICE agent from behind and push your knife into his chest with an upward thrust breaking through his sternum. So this is how you go about with a public service announcement. Even a satire, which is what Occupy later claimed. However, this is not satire you put out there. That's not satire. This is not Mad Magazine, Occupy Wall Street. kind of a mind thinks about that as a thing, you know. I mean, believe it or not, I went through that in the military. I went through that kind of thing. But who in the United States says you do this against law enforcement? Criminals do. Who puts enough creative energy into creating a sick, repulsive, violent cartoon graphic designed to fool people into thinking it's a government-produced how-to guide? Well, criminals do. Terrorists do. What kind of mind is this? One that is so full of rage and unhinged hate that they can't see how repulsive the output is. Tweet has since been deleted, probably because the Twitter police knew how bad that made the left look, or more likely feared the liability problem should one of the leftists reading it go act on it. But it's really amazing that this is the kind of unhinged thinking going on the left side, staying on Twitter for hours in the age when conservatives are banned and shadow banned. Then there's Peter Fonda. He urged his fellow leftists to target children of ICE agents in their schools. Leftists, I'm going to tell you this one time, okay? You, in the event that you guys decide to go, the term would be with us operational. You need to understand this. You will have initial success. And then what you get in return is not going to be something you're ever going to forget. Well, you will forget it. Because you won't be here to remember it. Because this is not the kind of thing you guys are built for. This is not something you want to get involved in. We're not going to sit back and let you put out instructions to murder children, to murder the president's son, to take the president's son to shove him in a cage with a pedophile. That kind of stuff just isn't going to float. But it is the kind of stuff that tries to float. And this kind of outrage, should you try to make it happen, this will turn out real bad for you. You will find out exactly how many conservatives and how many gun owners in the United States don't like this if you decide to push that button. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work, and he was also asked about the text that he sent to fellow FBI agent Lisa Page. Things also got rather contentious at the hearing between the Republicans and Democrats.
Point of order. The witness will answer the question.
Chairman, on that ruling.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Attorney-client privilege, and he has been advised not to answer the
gentlewoman
question.
Will suspend.
Parliamentary inquiry. What rules are we following that would dictate such an answer by you, Mr. Chairman?
We are following the rules of the committee.
Could you cite the rule?
No.
The gentleman Democratic from South Carolina have a right to know what the rules are in governing this hearing.
Agent gentlemen,
can you share with us
the gentleman
rules
is not
you're
order.
Making up as you gentleman. Go along?
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are in England where they will meet with Prime Minister Theresa May and the Queen. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Truly the whole thing behind this, behind Boyd's, was they were going to replace something that should have been right to begin with. And then they went beyond that. Then they went beyond what should be right and improved it. And that's the beauty of it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. UK Prime Minister Theresa May, showing a remarkable lack of a grasp of history, condemned Trump's she called it Trump's policy of separating parents from their children at the U.S. border Wednesday. But she conveniently omitted the fact that she knew Clinton signed it. She also failed to mention that her administration has followed a similar practice in the past with asylum seekers. She said, on what we have seen in the United States, pictures of children being held in what appear to be cages are deeply disturbing. I clearly, wholly, and unequivocally said it is wrong. Except it's from 2014, Theresa, before you got there. May went as far as proclaiming that the White House's policies are not the United Kingdom's approach, yet many UK civil rights activists would disagree with May's characterization. Asylum and immigration issues, particularly in the post-World War II era, are no strangers to the UK politics. The Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants Divided Families campaign has accused various conservative governments, and May in particular in her previous role as Home Secretary, of making family reunification entitlements a privilege for only the wealthy. You got to pay to play. The Joint Council is a London-based charity dedicated to pursuing the interests of various immigrant-ish groups in the UK. One of the JCWI's primary issues revolves around the treatment of undocumented immigrants and asylum seekers. Other UK organizations like Bail for Immigration Detainees provide direct legal aid to families who had been torn apart by immigration detention. The charity says it's helped reunite 110 families in 2015 that were separated due to the British immigration policies. And I would tend to agree with that because that sounds like a number that I could believe. Bail for Immigration Detainees has expressed similar concerns by U.S. child wellness experts, saying a parent's detention is emotionally devastating. Many of the children we work with have lost weight, suffer from nightmares, and insomnia. No child should have to live through the child trauma being forcibly separated from their parent by the government. What are you talking about? We have been doing, the Democrats, the left, have been doing this to Black America for decades. For the better part of, you know, the better part of a century now, since the 50s. Yeah, that's 60-some-odd years they've been doing that. Don't need fathers. Don't need mothers. Don't need education. And, you know, with the, you know, of course, then there's the eugenic aspect of it, where they forcibly separate the embryo. Yeah. This is the thing about immigration. Immigration is at our convenience. Okay? We get to decide who comes to the country. People that want to come to the country are invited to apply to come to the country, but they're not, it's not a slam dunk that you're going to get to come to the country. There are certain things, there's certain, you know, parts of this where, you know, it's really good to be born American. And if you don't believe that, I'm sorry. The rest of the world, Europe, for example, Europe was great. It is a great place, or it was. I don't know if it still is or not. I'm going to have to ask Stephen D'Andrilli when he gets back about France. But, I mean, they have created such a welfare state over there since we have been, you know, paying the bills for them, that now they've had to import this whole other culture into the middle of Europe, and they're going to wake up one morning and they're not going to like what they find. They are not going to like what they find. And Barack Obama will, because he thinks that there's nothing more lovely than the call to prayer in the morning from the imams. So he'll be happy. I mean, you know, as long as he's happy, I mean, I guess you get me. I guess you feel what I'm saying here. So while they're out there talking this mess, because this is all this is mess, getting out there and saying that this is Trump's issue, it was never Trump's issue. It's never been Trump's issue. As a matter of fact, what he's done is he's the first one to actually deal with the issue. Everybody should be putting him on their shoulders and throwing the ticker tape out the windows. Theresa May has openly championed harsh treatment for undocumented border crossings in her country for years. As the Home Secretary in 2012, she said her goal was to create here in Britain a really hostile environment for illegal immigrants. Such policies, in her own words, privileged the deportation of foreign criminals over the right to family life. So, they got to go. Standards for remaining with one's family in the UK seem even more stringent than those here in the U.S., and as Home Secretary, May called on immigrant families to have a genuine attachment to the UK, be able to speak English, and integrate into our society, which is all we should ask for any of these people. If you want to leave your country, fine. But we don't want your country here. We'd move to it. And this is her just grandstanding right now. I mean, this is, I had high hopes for her as the Prime Minister. And she is She's pretty dumb. This is pretty dumb of her to get out here. Getting out there and making these kinds of statements when you've already got a guy who's in the White House who's saying, you know, pay your 2% or, you know, we're going to quit paying the other 98. Then what? UK, then what France, then what Spain, then what Italy, then what NATO? So, more of the faux outrage. And, you know, the way they go about this, if for those who haven't, that are not seeing this for what it is, please wake up. We got stuff to do. We got things to, we got problems to solve. We got things to go out there and eradicate. We got people that want us, you know, they want to hurt us. They want to hurt us. And in the meantime, the blue wave is not even a ripple. They think they can cling on to this, and it's out. It's, you know, the stuff is out. You guys, all of this nonsense about, well, you know, Trump's policy. Never Trump's policy. It was your policy. It was your policy. You were doing what you had to do to keep us placated. Backroom deals, all that other stuff. So, you know, we get it. We understand it. We see it. And, well, we're not going to continue to go along with it. Sorry. Sorry about that. You might be thinking we are, but we're not. It's not going to happen. You'll find out in November. In November, there's going to be a whole lot of crying. A lot of temper tantrums. The media, my thing is that the media, they should go into complete meltdown. It should be hilarious. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This just in, Charles Krauthammer has passed away at the age of 68. He was a longtime Fox News contributor and a Pulitzer Prize winner, and he has passed away. And rest in peace, Mr. Krauthammer. I did not agree with the majority of anything he said most of the time, especially now. This was a guy who he was a man of conviction, so it's hard for me. He was not your typical conservative in that he believed there should be gun bans. He believed that we should get used to the idea that certain guns were going to be taken off the streets. And at the same time, 68 years old, I mean, he has persevered through a whole lot of physical trauma most of his life, and he has passed away. And rest in peace. A judge last month ordered Harvey Weinstein to submit to round-the-clock GPS monitoring and to restrict his travel to New York and Connecticut, according to the LA Times. He also surrendered his passport, and one of the alleged victims has obtained a restraining order against him. Now, in California, don't those generally include firearm prohibitions? Because Harvey Weinstein has long made it clear his contempt for the right of people to keep and bear arms, including notoriously boasting that he would make NRA members wish they weren't alive. Now he's being ordered a prohibited person before being convicted of any crime. That would seem fittingly ironic to me. And unfortunately, as draconian as state laws are, the authority of a court to order to remove firearms in a non-domestic violence charge against someone who has maintained residences in West Village, the Hamptons, Westport, Connecticut, and Hollywood, California is unclear. Although, I think all of them have them. Intuitively, you'd think someone indicted by a grand jury on criminal counts, including sexual act in the first degree, rape in the first degree, and rape in the third degree, would be subject to a TRO on guns. But wanting to be sure, some people are asking for a Freedom of Information Law request to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. It reads, I am requesting a copy of the restraining order issued at the request of Manhattan District Attorney Office's lead prosecutor, Joan Eluzzi, and issued by the New York Criminal Court Judge Kevin McGrath on or about May 25, 2018. I am particularly interested to report if the order included a requirement to surrender firearms. Now, the only anticipated problem was it might contain the unreleased name of the person obtaining the protective order, but that could be overcome by a simple redaction. That was the only anticipated problem. But the request was denied, and they were told access is necessarily denied to any records pertaining to an active prosecution, since disclosure would interfere with a criminal proceeding as well as any other further investigation and future judicial proceedings that might be necessary. How that would be any more interfering than the published record of indictment is unstated, because that will be published, particularly since a petition to the state Supreme Court by the Attorney General is also a public record. And it was filed in February by then AG Eric Schneiderman, himself a committed gun grabber who is also a sort of a Weinstein-esque kind of guy too, because he was accused by multiple women of non-consensual physical violence. It's almost like it's a trend. Schneiderman's 40-page petition makes for an interesting read, and with the understanding that allegations are not the same as findings of guilt, some of them, if proven, say much about progressive hypocrisy and the elitist mindset. Case in point, big leftist Democrat, they represent themselves as the arbiters of societal justice and tolerance and the champions of the little guy. But if you look on page 10 at how Harvey is reported to have treated powerless low-level employees and what he really thinks about another important progressive constituency, Harvey Weinstein told a male assistant he was fired for, as reflected in an email sent by the assistant to the head of human resources about the incident, just being a blanking blank boy, a stupid blanking blank boy. Such a diplomat, old Harvey. He routinely used these epithets attacking employees' masculinity. That's relevant here, because rather than embrace the right of all people to possess the means of defense, the radical LGBT community has joined with Parkland survivors and come out strongly in favor of citizen disarmament, something that enabled a Pulse nightclub attacker to commit mass atrocities unopposed. Marginalized by the left groups like Pink Pistols aren't afforded anywhere near the media forum or recognition within progressive circles. So as much as Democrats try to paint gun owners as haters, it's not us trying to keep minorities and everybody else disarmed at all. I mean, come on, you know, join us. I mean, please, LGBTQ, you want to carry a gun? Okay. All I'm looking for you is just to be a regular law-abiding person. May turn out that Weinstein does not personally own any firearms and relegates the task of carrying them, in places ordinary citizens may not, to bodyguards. But I wouldn't bet on it. And regardless, those he would see disarmed, including those whose families he allegedly said he would kill on page 12 of the petition, have every right to see if a judge has temporarily ordered him to be a prohibited person. Manhattan DA Records Officer McCabe's rationale for refusal to produce a protective order smacks more of towing her oath-breaking gun-grabber boss Cyrus Vance's line than anything legitimate, and an appeal will be filed in the coming days with the Special Litigation Bureau. The haves and the have-nots. You understand, of course, that everybody listening to me right now, you all are have-nots. We have not got this right. We have not got that right. No. No, no, no. Not allowed. Not happening. Can't have it. Sorry. You're just not the right. And I would love to know what the attribute is to be a leftist elitist. Or I know what it is to be a Republican establishment type. Just got to have a general dose of being squishy, and you are good to go. But, you know, that's... I'm waiting to see where this goes, simply because this guy is a predator. And he was a predator that operated in plain sight. And an entire town, an entire industry knew about him, and they did nothing. Because he, you know, because he was moneyed. It reminds me of the way the people of New Jersey act when they're like, I don't want you to quote me, don't mention my name, don't do this, don't do that, I'm not involved. What kind of fear is that? These people, by the way, that have that kind of fear with their other, I get it, it's okay, but at the same time, do you understand that it will continue on? It will go past you, it will affect your children, and then your grandchildren, and then it'll just continue on and on until you stop it. That predatory nature, like Eric Schneiderman, like Harvey Weinstein, like, you know, Anthony Weiner, all of these guys, they think they're above, you know, the rules don't apply to them. Like Hillary Clinton, rules don't apply to them. Eric Holder, the rules don't apply. Barack Obama, rules don't apply. I'd really love to know what it is that anoints someone a leftist elitist to where they can skirt everything. Coming up next hour from Spikes Tactical, I'm going to be joined by former MMA fighter and now Spikes Tactical Wonderkind, Kit Cope. We're going to talk a little bit about everything going on out there right now. That's next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.